Hi, Dave Emery here, side two of For the Record, program number 769, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, part 12, Blitzkrieg on American Internet and Electronics Business. This program has been recorded on January 12th of the year 2014. We're going to plunge right in where we left off. We're talking about the damage that may very well be done to American Internet business as a result of this. And I think that one of the goals of Snowden's op, and I believe that BND is the whip hand in this, although powerful elements in the U.S. are obviously supporting the destabilization of Obama and all of the rest. Just witness the support given to this by the New York Times and the Washington Post, two of the voices of the American establishment, also both very close to CIA. But I think that the whip hand is BND. And as I suggested in the first side, again, Angela Merkel is not shocked at all. What she's pushing for is German inclusion in the Five Eyes Club. Obviously, she doesn't disapprove of this. That was a public facade. She doesn't disapprove. She wants in, okay? But again, I think that U.S. internet business and electronics business may very well be held hostage, certainly to German inclusion in the Five Eyes, and also very possibly to the proposed U.S.-EU trade pact. But now let's look at the damage to U.S. internet business. I think that to a large extent, the Silicon Valley is being held hostage by the underground Reich. Article from The Guardian, that's a British Guardian, of September 14th, 2013, originally from the London Observer. It's by John Naughton, N-A-U-G-H-T-O-N, as in Nancy. After Edward Snowden's revelations, why trust U.S. cloud providers? Skipping down. The NSA's activities are a massive blow for U.S. computer businesses. And skipping down. Outside of the U.S., for example, people suddenly began to have doubts about the wisdom of entrusting their confidential data to cloud services operated by American companies on American soil. As Neely Crowes, that's N-E-E-L-I-E, capital K-R-O-E-S, as in Sam, European Commission Vice President for Digital Affairs, put it in a speech on July 4th, quote, "If businesses or governments think they might be spied on, they will have less reason to trust the cloud, and it will be cloud providers who will ultimately miss out. Why would you pay someone else to hold your commercial or other secrets if you suspect or know they are being shared against your wishes? Front or back door, it doesn't matter. Any smart person doesn't want the information shared at all. Customers will act rationally, and providers will miss out on the great opportunity," unquote. And another article in that same vein, this from James Fallows, F-A-L-L-O-W-S, from The Atlantic, of July 30th of 2013, "Why NSA surveillance will be more damaging than you think." It reads in part, "The fact is that the net is finished as a global network and that U.S. firms' cloud services cannot be trusted. In short, because of what the U.S. government assumed it could do with information it had the technological ability to intercept, American companies and American interests are sure to suffer in their efforts to shape and benefit from the Internet's continued growth. American companies are losers because no foreigners will believe these firms can guarantee security from U.S. government surveillance. American interests because the United States has gravely compromised its plausibility as worldwide administrator of the Internet's standards and advocate for its own above politics goals." Skipping down again. The problem is what the U.S. government, first under Bush and Cheney, now under Obama and Biden, asked them to do. As long as they operate in U.S. territory and under U.S. laws, companies like Google or Facebook had no choice but to comply. But people around the world who have a choice about where to store their data may understandably choose to avoid leaving it with companies subject to the way America now defines its security interests. And still more in that regard, this is an article by David Thier, T-H-I-E-R, in Forbes magazine of July 9th of 2013. How the Snowden leaks and NSA surveillance are bad for business. And this reads in part, Reddit General Manager Eric Martin, that's capital R-E-D-D as in dog I-T, Reddit General Manager Eric Martin noticed something strange when he was at the conference in Latvia last month. There was a contest held with a prize of 1 year's free web hosting for a small business, a decent value and a fairly normal prize. But when it came time to award it, nobody in the audience wanted it. It was from a U.S.-based company, and this was just days after Edward Snowden's landmark leaks about the NSA's PRISM program hit the press. With that hanging over them, people at the conference would have preferred to go with a different country. There's a general sense of unease about the U.S. government's relationship to the Internet right now, and it's starting to affect how international consumers choose their web services. I talked with Christian Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N, head of hosting company Servint, S-E-R-V-I-N-T, and co-founder of the Internet Infrastructure Coalition, a group founded to inform the public and lawmakers about, as he puts it, how the Internet works. He says that while it's hard to put together any true statistics at this point, he's heard a lot of anecdotal data about U.S.-based hosting and other web services companies losing business to overseas competitors since the Snowden leaks. Quote, "We have a great fear that we are going to see a big exodus for U.S.-based businesses over the information that's been leaked, in part because there's this tremendous lack of transparency, and lack of transparency is the absolute worst thing for these situations," he says. "We're competing on a global scale, and if people don't have a reason to trust the host they're using, they can go elsewhere in just a couple of clicks," unquote. Dawson stresses that the problem isn't just with the program itself. He has little comment on what the government should or should not be doing to protect the country from terrorism. His problem is with the lack of open discussion surrounding these efforts. The U.S. may not have the most restrictive or the most repressive policies surrounding Internet surveillance, but U.S. news is big news all over the world. According to Dawson, fear of the Patriot Act had already been dogging U.S. hosting companies for years, and the Snowden leaks just added fuel to the fire. In a global market as fluid as something like web hosting, a lot of consumers would just as soon prefer to take their business elsewhere, unquote. And moving on to another article, interestingly enough, German government officials and EU officials have been suggesting quite openly that European Internet users should use companies other than American companies. There was even a proposal to ban Google. More about that. This is from the Gigaom, G-I-G-A-O-M, of July 3rd of 2013, an article titled, "Shun U.S. Web Services, Top German Minister Urges Privacy-Minded Citizens." It reads in part, according to the AP, Hans-Peter Friedrich said on Wednesday that, quote, "Whoever fears their communications is being intercepted in any way should use services that don't go through American servers, unquote, skipping down. Friedrich is one of the first senior European politicians to explicitly urge privacy-minded citizens to avoid using U.S. services, although EU Digital Agenda Commissioner Neelie Kroes said a couple of weeks ago that, quote, the prison debate will definitely increase calls for a European cloud with a range of possible consequences for American companies, unquote. Interrupting briefly, recall the very first article from Spiegel of October 28th of 2013 in private, Angela Merkel is working to delay data privacy regulations. What she wants is to include Germany in the Five Eyes, obviously. Angela Merkel and the forces for which she is fronting, they don't disapprove of this at all. They want in. And I suspect that U.S. internet business is being held hostage in effect, and still more in this particular regard. This is another Spiegel article, this from August 5th of the year 2013. It's an article, NSA blowback, German minister floats U.S. company ban. This by the Spiegel staff. It reads in part as follows. With the NSA spying scandal continuing to make headlines in Europe, the German Justice Minister Sabine Lutheuser-Schnarrenberger, that's Lutheuser hyphen Schnarrenberger, beginning again, with the NSA spying scandal continuing to make headlines in Europe, the German Justice Minister Sabine Lutheuser-Schnarrenberger has raised the possibility of new tangible measures to punish corporations that participate in American spying activities. In an interview in Die Welt, the liberal Lutheuser-Schnarrenberger called for the creation of EU-wide rules to regulate the protection of information and said that once those rules are in place, quote, United States companies that don't abide by these standards should be denied doing business in the European market, unquote. Lutheuser-Schnarrenberger said that the package of EU measures is required in order to fight, quote, the widespread spying of foreign spy services, unquote, and that German data protection laws should be a yardstick for the rest of the European Union, skipping down. German Interior Minister Hans-Peter Friedrich also raised corporate accountability in July when he suggested requiring European firms to report any data they hand over to foreign countries. Lutheuser-Schnarrenberger, who is running for re-election in September as part of the pro-business Free Democratic Party, did not further specify which kinds of penalties she would like American companies to face, though it seems unlikely that Europe would completely ban companies like Google, which dominate the online search market, or Facebook from doing business. Both of these companies were implicated in the documents leaked by former intelligence worker Edward Snowden. Now, one of the things that is interesting, too, we're going to talk about some more of the German coverage of this. One company that is apparently taking all of this to heart and is actively steering data storage away from U.S. business is Bertelsmann. Bertelsmann is Germany's largest media company. They are the largest English language publisher on earth. They were the former publisher for the SS during World War II, and their house historian, a guy named Dirk Bovendam, as recently as 1998, published a book blaming World War II on Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Jewish control of Hollywood and the news media, and U.S. imperialism. People might want to think about that. And one of the things that also happens in the National Alliance published Serpent's Walk is that before taking over the U.S. after a series of WMD terrorist attacks, the underground Reich and the SS buy into the opinion-forming media. The largest English-language publisher now has a house historian blaming World War II on Jewish control of the media, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and U.S. imperialism, which is a very interesting interpretation of World War II. And that company, Bertelsmann, is indeed following the dictates and suggestions of the EU. By the way, note in passing, as we looked at in For the Record 765, in addition to the fact that not only BND, but other European intelligence services do exactly the same thing, one of the responses to Snowden's information was for the proposal for the EU to establish its own NSA with internet surveillance, drones, etc., etc. In other words, exactly the same thing. Again, they're not shocked. Shocked, they want to do the same thing. The public information here is what's known as a PSYOP. Now, as far as the documents with information about the private lives of intelligence officers, the weapons capabilities of foreign countries, how to subvert NSA surveillance, that may very well wind up doing a lot of damage. That is hostile counterintelligence. But much of this is a PSYOP. Now, about Bertelsmann. This is an article by Reuters from September 15th of 2013 that says, analysis, despite fears, NSA revelations helping U.S. tech industry. What it talks about there is the fact that American tech companies have not yet experienced, or at least are not owning up to experiencing a downturn, and that there is actually a boon in the encryption industry because of this, which I don't doubt at all. And this is from Reuters of September 15th of 2013. There have indeed been some contract cancellations. Charles Mount, M-O-U-N-T, chief executive of business file-sharing service OneHub, told Reuters that an automated system that asks customers why they have dropped the OneHub service elicited this reply from an unspecified Bertelsmann unit in Austria. Quote, headquarters is banning storage of company data in the U.S. or with U.S. companies altogether because of the NSA data mining and industrial espionage. You should watch out for that. Maybe you should think about hosting in Iceland, Sweden, or some other place known for complying with their own privacy legislation. Bertelsmann company Christian Steinhoff said the company couldn't confirm that the exchange had occurred and therefore wouldn't comment. By the way, this also is shocking. Sweden does the same thing. They work with NSA again. This hoovering up of electronic communications is standard operating procedure for major and even quite a few minor intelligence services. Norway does the same thing. That's Norway, the overweening imperial power, blah, 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 blah. But it's very interesting here to see Bertelsmann complying with the dictates of German and EU officials. A very interesting and, I think, substantively revealing story was carried in the German periodical Die Zeit. That's capital D-I-E, capital Z as in zebra, E-I-T. An article about that appeared in the Tech Week Europe of August 23rd of 2013. Microsoft seeks calm on German security panic over Windows 8. It's by Tom Brewster, B-R-E-W-S-T-E-R. It reads in part, claims that there is a backdoor in Windows 8 giving access to all versions of the U.S. operating system to U.S. intelligence have been gently rebuffed by Microsoft. A reporter in the site had suggested the backdoor stemmed from the Trusted Platform Module, or TPM chip, which seeks to improve security by powering the secure boot process that checks for and ignores malicious low-level code. Skipping down. The typewriter had suggested that TPM could give the manufacturer of a device control over it. Note again, suggesting that the TPM could give the manufacturer of the device control over it. He said that in light of the leaks from Edward Snowden, it would not be a surprise if TPM 2.0, the version used by Windows 8, was actually a backdoor on the National Security Agency, a backdoor that the National Security Agency could easily exploit. And skipping down, the reporter obtained documents from the German government that led him to reach his supposition. But the German government said there is no backdoor in the OS, so take your pick. The Die Zeit reporter says he has German government documents. The German government initially is denying that. Article from a publication, The Motley Fool, from August 28th of 2013. Can Hewlett-Packard capitalize on Microsoft's missteps? It's by Joshua Bondi. And what the article talks about is how other companies may very well be able to move in on the markets that have been previously dominated by Microsoft. With major industrial giants like Siemens, Germany is no small fry. As of 2012, it was the fourth largest economy in the world. The German government's recent announcement that Windows 8 is unsafe due to a backdoor called the Trusted Platform Module is a dangerous omen for Microsoft. And it talks about some European municipalities and governments switching to other operating systems. A very interesting point. Now, bear in mind that depending on what source you see, either Die Zeit and or the German government is saying, watch out for the TPM chips. They have an NSA backdoor, and this has apparently caused a lot of panic. An article in ZDNet, that Zebra Donald Net, of August 23rd of 2013. It's an article by Ed Bott, D as in boy, O-T-T as in Thomas. Don't let paranoia over the NSA and TPM weaken your security. It reads in part as follows. The unintended byproduct of Edward Snowden's NSA document dump is a bull market in paranoid conspiracy theories. The latest example is the breathless report out of Germany that Microsoft and the NSA have conspired to give American spies access to every copy of Windows 8, enforced by a mysterious chip called the Trusted Platform Module, or TPM. It's a backdoor, scream the conspiracy theorists, and then skipping down, maybe not. The most popular maker of TPM technology, note this, beginning again, the most popular maker of TPM technology is Infineon Technologies AG, which is based in Neubiberg, Germany. And then from the Infineon Technologies page on Wikipedia, Infineon Technologies AG is a German semiconductor manufacturer founded on April 1, 1999, when the semiconductor operations of the parent company Siemens AG were spun off to form a separate legal entity. So Infineon is a spin-off. It's the semiconductor branch of Siemens that became a separate company. Siemens, again, is something of a quartermaster for German intelligence. When you hear the name Siemens, you should automatically think of German Intel and BND. Furthermore, this is very interesting. One wonders if perhaps there is a backdoor in the TPM chip, and it's not NSA, but BND that is using it. Also, we have talked about Infineon Technologies in For the Record program number 760 about Bitcoin. The evidence points to a company called Lantik, L-A-N-T-I-Q, and so are some people working for Lantik as being the, quote, Satoshi Nakamoto that actually developed Bitcoin. Satoshi Nakamoto does not really exist in all probability. We'll examine more about that when we do another program about Bitcoin, which we are going to do. I would note, though, that Lantik is a spin-off of Infineon, which is a spin-off of Siemens. By the way, in Golden Gate Capital, formed by alumni, of Bain Capital, Mitt Romney's firm. A very important point in For the Record program 758 and 759. We came back to this in 767. I have pointed out that the same forces that are embodied in Eddie the Friendly's book Snowden, Mr. Get Rid of Social Security and Bring Back the Gold Standard, is the shutdown faction of the Republican Party. Again, 758, 759, we came back to that in 767. Now, note the assault on American internet business, and think of a pincers movement with the GOP and the shutdown Tea Party faction in particular being something of a fifth column. From the New Republic of August 20th of 2013, an article by John B. Judis, J-U-D-I-S, the GOP plan to crush Silicon Valley. What will become of Steve Jobs' angel? And talking about the Republican view of entrepreneurship, they imagine, they're skipping down, they imagine the U.S. as a land of plucky inventor entrepreneurs. We built it, they cry, who work out of garages and depend solely on their wits. The problem is that this version of American inventiveness is pure myth. Steve Jobs, who has been nearly beatified in his role as an independent businessman, excelled at designing products based on government-funded inventions. And it goes on to list how many different technological inventions stem from government funding. And the article goes on to point out, let me suggest an area where Democrats should allow exactly zero more dollars to be excised from the federal budget: government research for science and technology. We've already seen a 13% drop in this area over the last 2 years, and it's hard to overstate just how damaging to the country's future further reductions would be. Skipping down, subtract these kinds of innovations from America's future, and you have an economy dependent on tourism, the tottering superstructure of big finance, and the export of raw materials and farm products. More to the point, you have a weaker country, not just in comparison with its competitors, but also in its ability to provide its citizens with richer, longer, more imaginative lives. And again, I would suggest that the Palestinian Libertarian Organization is something of a domestic fifth column operated in a pincers movement. We're going to conclude with a short passage from the Madrid circular letter from the Nazi government in exile that we talked about in For the Record 768. They wrote in 1950, economic difficulties will one day plunge the U.S. down from its present dizzy heights. Such a catastrophe can be brought about through crafty manipulations and through artificially engendered crises. Such maneuvers are routine measures which have already been employed in international power struggle and will be used again and again as long as economic rivals fight for power positions and markets in the world. And that wraps up this program. Tune in 2 weeks, boys and girls, for another exciting episode of The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook. Remember, Eddie's not like those other spooks. They're scary and mean. Eddie is your friend. This concludes Side 2 of For the Record program number 769, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, Part 12, Blitzkrieg on American Internet and Electronics Business, January 12, 2014. I'm Dave Emery. Ciao.